One of the principles of alchemy is as above, so below. But what occurs in the lower world is determined by the upper world. At the end of the cycle of time in the lower world, it becomes a valley of dry bones. A desert, a wasteland, devastated by the fact that beings have abandoned the love of both the Goddess and the Supreme Father. And so all there are left are the dry bones of long dead archetypes of our once and now forgotten divinity, when we were filled with the power of the presence of the Mother Goddess and the Godhead in unity, and the perfection of that unified presence and its magical power to sustain life. And then already in the long ago past, the soul separated from that level, and its love for the Goddess became channeled into her form as Prakriti, as nature, not the mother of nature. And nature then as material forms, and the love of bodies replaced that of spirit. But still there was sattvic accord with Dharma and with the understanding of where the power comes from and to whom it belongs. But at the end, when the power source has disconnected, when the humans have disconnected from the Supreme Source and have become possessed by human others who themselves became demonic vampires, the beings of the world sucked each other dry of love, of power, of wisdom, and of good fortune. But all of this that took place in the lower world was simply a reflection of what was happening in the upper world, which was simply an argument between the Goddess and God. And a question about the relationship of the world of action in time and space versus the eternal presence. That abides beyond the personal, beyond the manifest, beyond the event horizon of all worlds. When there is love, 2 = 1. And when there is truth, 1 = 0. But when there is a conflict of will, the 1 becomes 2, and the 2 become many. And unity being lost, conflict grows without limit to its capacity to act against the law of love. And so the principle of kinetic energy that expresses all the permutations of its possibilities, and that principle of potency, which refrains from spending its power, rather than being in conflict, must realize themselves as one within each soul and within each body-mind, so that the many return to the love of the goddess and the god who are one, and who in truth are 0, as are we all. And it is by wandering through this desert of lost truths and of the shadows of those avatars who were our former lifetimes, the understanding begins to descend again into the forlorn heart of the lost soul who awakens to its true nature and the longing for return home to the abode of love. And of light. And it can happen only when there is such a withdrawal of investment in the illusory world below that the mind discovers the inner light that is the portal to the world above.